Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Would you mind, Sandra? I love you. Good evening. And a very good evening this happens to be. Welcome. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have gone before. You know. So, welcome to this first installment of the third season of the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Podcast. Three seasons. We made it. First one out. In case you don't know what Epiphany Radio Universe is, it is a fantastic network of amazing, incredible poets that give you poetry every single day of the week at 9 p.m. It is a for real entertainment network where we encourage you to take your socks off a bit of a baby. Now, here at the Epiphany Radio Universe, it has allowed me, your host Mojave, aka Howard Brooks, also affectionately known as King Drip of the Honey Drippers, to express himself freely and to bring these amazing and wonderful programs to you. I'm known as Mr. Tuesday Night and the Iron Man, and I think I've only missed about 6 shows in about 4 years, so I kind of earned that title. But I think for the third season of the Honey Drippers, we are going to do some amazing things. You know, we also always get into poetry. We almost always get into poetry. And here on this network, in this podcast, we encourage you to get your cold press, get a cold towel, get a cold drink, sit next to yourself, sit next to somebody, make sure that you have consent, because you might want to touch each other, because trust me, baby, these poems be poeming, be doing the things that it needs to do, open up the chambers of your mind, give you some bad ideas, you might want to take it out. But don't blame us for any pregnancies, our piecery, illicit relationships, or people you have one night stands with that you shouldn't have did because you had a bad idea and needed to try it out. Don't blame us. However, we are responsible for titillating you, arousing you, and make you feel some kind of way. That's the Honey Dripper way. We took these words sweetly. Now, we are so fortunate to do this podcast to bring some of the dopest poets out here in the world to this particular international podcast. It makes sure that you are hearing some of the dopest words, ideas, forms of speech, poems, most definitely poems. Now, that being said, I'm going to go get some of our features. I know I'm missing one, but listen, if you hear me and I didn't get your thing, please. True sister, I didn't know where you were. I was looking for you. If you're here, you have to press 1. Right, because everybody knows I suck absolutely at reading numbers unless you give it to me directly. Now, I'm going to go get some of our features and bring them in here, but we also like to create this environment, much like open mic. We open everybody's mics. We expect people to respect the mic. If you have something going on in the background, mute yourself. But we give live applause and we give live flowers and we talk about it and we comment in a good way. So, let me start with Memphis, Tennessee. This young lady, she has dope energy. And if you ever see some of the clips that she gets into with her poetry, you'll understand why she's here. So let me bring her in first. Alondis. Alondis, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Yes, I can. Hold on. Let me bring that down a little bit more. Right. So the next person I'm going to bring in here, definitely, I call her a powerhouse of passionate poetry, from New York. Phantom, know it. Phantom, are you there? Phantom, are you there? Hello, Phantom. Phantom, are you there? Oh, she dropped. All right. I probably have to go get her back. Now I'm going to go to, of course, Detroit. Detroit in the house. I do have this particular person. Hold on for a second. read this word for word. All right. All right. Spoken word holds great power when crafted by a talented artist. In the hands of Love Dami, words become sultry storytelling, intoxicating like liquor, yet sweet like honey. Her voice is the instrument she uses to speak on diverse subjects, from social justice to erotica and black love. A 2022 Half a Stack Poetry Slam winner, Love Dami is looking forward to growing, releasing her first EP and second book. She can be found on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram under Love Dami the Poet, or her email, booklovedami@gmail.com. Love Dami, are you there? Are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Good evening.
Hey, hey, hey. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, I'm going to open up the rest of the mics to the people who are here. I'm going to open up Natasha. How you doing? You here, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
And, of course, Queen S. Queen S, are you there?
Hey, love. I'm here.
All right. In California, I'm bringing in Candon. Hey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, area code 318. I don't know who this is. Area code 318, who master speaking? Area code 318? Hello? Area code 318?
Yes, this is true.
Oh, here you are. I was looking for you. I'll feature True Sister, the Cashew Buster. Hold on, let me make sure I read everything for you properly. Hold on for a second. I wasn't sure. What happened? All right. Wait a second. Where are you at? Well, matter of fact, we're going to come back and have you introduce yourself, of course. All right. So, also, of course, one of my main co-conspirators, she comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare Epiphany, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
All right. So, are we going to have a good time tonight? So, these first questions are going to the features, right? And then I'm going to open up so you guys can ask some questions. But I'm going to start with you, True Sister, since I've known you quite a minute, for a minute. True Sister, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, most definitely. I've been doing this poetry thing. Poetry is my life. I am poetry, first of all. I've been doing this poetry thing since I was 10 years old. I've performed for people like Erykah Badu, the Wild Lady, Ref Sadiq, all those great people. I've hosted my own poetry shows, Chuniverse Poetry Open Mic. The Lyrical Compound also belongs to me, the whole Chuniverse family. I've did many shows across the world, so that's me. I'm poetry.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, and I'm going to go next to Alondis. Alondis, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, sir. I'm originally from Mississippi, born and raised. I live in Memphis, Tennessee right now. Repping the 901. I've been writing since I was like in junior high, but I've only been doing spoken word for a year, a little bit over a year. I had to overcome stage fright. But once I did that, it's been on and popping, and I'm ready. I'm self-proclaimed erotic poet. I love eroticism. I do other stuff sometimes if pushed, but, you know, it's just me. And I also have two erotic books on Amazon called Arousing Accounts of Affection, The Journal, and Arousing Accounts of Affection, Round 2. I do an annual show called 69 Elements of Seduction on 6/9 every year. So it'll be June 9th, 2023, and it's already in plan.
That's what's up. Okay. Now we're going to loop back around to you, Love Tommy. Tell us a little bit
about
you other than what I've already read.
Okay, well, I live right outside of Detroit. I've been writing poetry since I was about 11 or 12. I am more than an erotic poet. I like to write all genres, but erotica is where I find myself getting to explore and, you know, try on different things. But I love poetry. Like I said, I won the slam last year. I'll be releasing my EP, like I said, and I just love to have fun. I love to inject myself into my work, but also speak for those who maybe can't speak for themselves through my work. So that's who I am.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to try to get Phantom Noah back over the break, but let's get into it. All right, so the one thing I'm planning on doing this year is I plan on not just asking you guys questions, but actually also posing things that have to deal with the general form of erotica, especially specifically within relationships, what is good, what is not good. So the one thing that, you know, so it becomes more of a conversation, not just about the poetry, which is fine. But, you know, I think that we can have these questions that are answered, you know, and I think that poets have particular answers that are different than the normal kind of people that we encounter. So, I mean, so before we get started, is everybody okay with that? And you can just answer, you say yes or no. And this is to everybody, if you want to answer.
Yes.
Is that cool with everybody?
Yes.
All right. So first things first, all right, we're going to do two rounds, no more, no less. What we're going to do is we're going to have our features go first, and then we'll have everybody else in the open mic portion, and then we'll come back and finish with our features, one poem apiece. All right? So it's nice, neat, clean, good to go. And then we'll grab people as it stands. All right? Right now, I guess I'm getting written quite a bit. Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. So I'm going to pull Phantom Noah up when we get to it. If you plan on reading, please press 1. All right. So my first question has to do first to our features, dealing with sensuality. All right. Ladies, are you ready?
Yes,
sir.
Okay. All right. So.
Yeah.
All right. When writing about sensuality, all right, what do you use to impact your pen in the piece? Is it memory of a live experience, something that you've seen on, like, you know, some type of media, some form of media, or is it something that you heard of when writing about sensuality? Or is it a combination of all three?
Is Love, Tommy. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I didn't know if he was going to call our name or he just wanted us to talk.
Whoever wanted to respond first. But if you want me to call, if it'll make it easier for you, I'll call your name, and then what I'll do is after we answer the question, we open it up for everybody else to talk about it. So I want to start with the features first.
Okay.
So, Love, Dami, go ahead.
When I'm writing a piece, it's definitely from a live experience usually, but as I grow, though, I can hear a song and just hear a certain piece of the song and then write a whole piece, or I'm out shopping and I see a couple just do something like, you know, hold hands, and that will inspire a really dope piece. So it's like a combination.
Okay. Alondis.
For me, it's from majority live experiences, like she said. And sometimes it's a live experience that either went all the way wrong or all the way good. And I take those wrong ones and insert fantasies, like I wish you would have went this way, or if only we could have added this or those good ones where it was just perfect and it just flowed. Other than that, my imagination is crazy.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull in advance of Noah while we were talking at the same time. All right. Let me go to, let me see, True Sister.
I'm so much of a romantic too. Mine is a combination of real life situations, because I'm so sexual like that, to music, R. Kelly. R. Kelly, anything like that takes me there. So, yeah, real life situations and R. Kelly music.
I'm with on R. Kelly.
So, you said what? You said you good on the what? Okay. We're gonna count this. We're gonna call this a brave space. So you can be brave and say anything that you want. It's the fact of not only is it space, but you can feel free to handle. There's no limitation to the speech that you have unless you are outright disrespecting someone, calling someone out their name, or saying something that's absolutely rude or disgusting. So feel free to say anything that you want to say in this particular space. This space is a brave space. Feel free to be courageous and to allow yourself to be free. So don't worry. There's nothing coming behind that. Just let you know. All right. All right. So I don't know if I got Phantom. Phantom, are you here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello. Okay, because I was playing on the computer also. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Phantom. Well, this is our other feature, Phantom Noah. Phantom, can you tell them a little bit about yourself?
I am a spoken word artist. I am a business strategist, a mother, a friend, an author. I'm just an all-around black girl magic, as you put it. Spoken word started for me when I had a son that passed away about 20 years ago, and the first poem that I wrote was in his obituary. So my entry into spoken word and poetry was to give me a voice, to like a therapy for myself. So it's been a growth process since 2002. And that's what gets me here 21 years later. And I love doing what I do. That's about
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. So I posed the question to you when writing about sensuality. What affects your pen? Is it a live experience? Is it a seeing of something or hearing of something in order to create the poem that you have dealing in sensuality?
Well, it's the way that I approach.
How to get?
I'm sorry.
Hello, you're here, Phantom?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
no. Oh no, not again. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. It's just saying you dropped.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Things are really weird. But yes, for me, all of my writing, I like to draw on as much experience as I can. I like to write from what I have experienced either directly or vicariously. I've met a lot of women, have three sisters, a lot of women sistering around me, and even men. So I like to write from what they have expressed to me and what I have personally experienced. So. Yeah, it's sort of a first hand for me.
Beautiful. All right, so now I'm going to open this question up to the floor. We can run through really quickly, but I'll start with Rare and then go to Danielle and come back up to Natasha. So, Rare, how does sensuality impact you? Rare, how does sensuality impact your fan?
Sensuality is my pain. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay, cool. Yeah, sensuality is what I do. Like, I'm more of the, you know, in the drip, I'm more of the erotic, sensual thing. And I think that there's so much value in the subtlety of sensuality, right? Of the look, the touch, the smell, the awareness of all things erotic and sensual that are not blatantly sexual, but heighten the moment. So I think sensuality is pivotal to what it is that, at least what I do as a writer, and what I believe sensuality and erotic poetry is.
Okay, that's what's up. Danielle, how about you?
Yep, I'm here. I'm here. Now, what's the question?
I said, how does sensuality affect your pen?
Oh, man, I am sensuality. That's what I do. I mean, I write a lot of other genres and different types of poetry, but sensuality is my lane. How it affects my pen, it doesn't affect my pen, it expresses me through my pen. And I think it's very important to be sensual, especially as a woman. What can I say? I love being sensual every day, all day long. I love to talk, you know, have sensuousness, that's even a word, in my the way that I talk, the way that I move, everything. It's everything for me.
That's what's up. All right, I'm going to take one last person before we move forward. Natasha, how about you?
For me, sensual plays on my sapiosexualism, to be able to say it without saying it and really make your mind go extra places sometimes.
Dope. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start our first round with our feature poets. Features, please tell me your Cash Apps. We're going to yell out your Cash Apps and make sure the what you call it page is up, but I didn't get a chance to populate it, so I can't place a lot of stuff there. I'll try to do that from here at the same time, but, you know, if you have books or anything that else you want people to know that you have, you know, I'm going to ask you for that information, and I'll write it into the chat on the Facebook page that we have, the event page that we have for this. But let's get started. The first person I guess we're going to start with is you, Phantom Noah. Are you ready?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. You're perfect.
Okay, so we're starting this. This is erotic poetry, and I like to start with something soft, as tender as I can. My pussy, I can't wait. I can't wait. My pussy's pounding, for this dick I once felt was quite astounding. I had known him for quite a time. I never thought he could be mine. But now, he has my pussy pounding. My tongue anticipates, salivates as parts relate to taste. I feel like I'm one bite away from a green apple now, later, or vinegary pickle, or steak seared in rum. One bite from a fluffy hot biscuit. A bite from red velvet cake. A bite from crisp lettuce salad with four strips of bacon on the plate. I can't wait. My pussy's pounding, and in my ears resounding, the music of love he orchestrates. Sounds like drums deeply drumming, bass guitars and violins strumming like flutes tooting off melodic breaths as cymbals clang just for jest, a symphony within to the beat of my pounding, set off by that dick I found quite astounding. I see with these eyes the end of the tunnel, and now that that dick has penetrated my pussy, I see rainbows and rays of endless light, pots of gold, euphoric delight, sighting sunsets, sunrises, silhouettes of success, sees oceans what is breaking, sees love dressed in white, sees through the exterior, sees what's out of sight, quite astounding, my pussy's pounding, and I can't wait for you to feel my groove and sway with me like palm tree branches and old Negro dances, like swings in the park or that lover in the dark, like that pendulum in a clock or a gate that's left unlocked, like the stalks of grass in June to the gravity of the moon. I am drawn, pounding, and I can't wait for your cum to compound this pounding. Peace.
Goddamn. I like it. It's a way to start. I usually got a bell for this. We gonna ring the bell on this vlog, because we got to ring the bell on this, because that was a. Well, I thought it was fun. Like this.
Started out strong.
So we'll take three comments. How did y'all feel about that piece? I know how I felt, because I'm feeling myself right now. How did you feel about that piece?
It was raw. It was raw, and I wouldn't say sensuous, but it's definitely erotic. It was dope. That's my lane, too. I love me some erotic.
I'm feeling some kind of way. I felt my ass cheeks clench, but that's just me. I felt involuntary Kegels going on at the moment. There was something going on, and she was breathing on the mic a certain way. It was the breath and the pounding, and I was just like, I was giving myself wet willies. It was bad. Anyway, anyone else?
She was phenomenal. I had to stop eating.
I see. She just came out. She's knocking shit out the park. Anyone else?
She was off. That was off the chain. I felt that. I don't do pussy, but shit made me want some. Hell.
I can't. I feel the same way. I really do. I was like, oh, clench. I got people clenching over here. Okay. Now let's keep this party going. Alondis, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Okay, I'm going to do a piece called Problem. What if I told you I had a problem that needs a fixing? The problem is I have a tight cavity that really needs a filling. It's a problem that keeps my mind just a spinning when lying in bed alone, sweating and bare skin, and I can't sleep because I'm focused on sinning, daydreaming of that meat just tapping on my chin. And just hold up. Let me start from the beginning. You see, earlier today I met this girl and she rocked my world. She twerked her soft ass on my clits and whipped cream kissed me, y'all. It was so lit. She attempted to finger me, but I didn't like the fit, so she used her tongue just because I liked that shit. and it's already wet, so we didn't need to sit in it. Tango dance, we connected our splits so sexy, sensual, and seductive, I must admit, but now we return to the problem, because now I need some dick. I need that dick anywhere he can put it. I want to lick it any way he permitted. I want to ride it till he has me committed. Baby, just take this ass and tell me where to fit it. A combination of hard and soft strokes is how I want you to hit it. Look me in my eyes as you choke me into submission. You have one assignment, nigga, and this pussy is your mission. As you see, I'm not bullshitting. I told you I had a problem that needs a fixing, and when I'm done with her, I got a tight, wet pussy I desperately need dick in. Only then will I stop bitching, because in the end, motherfucker, I better be sleeping. Mr. T.
Dope.
we
gonna throw the bell on that one. We gonna throw the bell. Welcome to the ring. We in the ring right now. God damn. We are 2 for 2. We are 2 for 2. We are 2 for 2 on the butt clenching. Nice. Nice. There's a lot of involuntary clenching going on at this moment. Fantasies running through heads. Can we get 3 comments real quick? Anybody? 3 comments real quick.
I love it.
I just almost tripped and fucking fell.
What'd she say? It's getting steamy in here. It's steamy. It's hot. The fire is on. God damn it, bring it. Fuck the water. Don't even bring it. We're going to leave it hot.
It was definitely a dumb piece.
It was amazing. I can't wait till we're done so I can go say hey to my husband.
Yeah, it was dope.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm going to put that in my my Pornhub list. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to take the description and see what comes up. Don't bite my ideas. I know somebody will. that being said, that was amazing. We're going to go to Love Dami. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Can you hear me?
All right, the mic is yours. Yes, yes, I can. The mic is yours.
The house was filled.
The house was
filled.
Which was rare.
All I wanted were my lessons. I opened that one door without a double back. I yearned for something to stretch my cheek. Slowly and gently, I slid the glass buckling. Horny as fuck, my brown nipples hard as diamonds. I grabbed some ice from my nipples. The coldness of its wet kiss had me licking my lips, imagining the delicate way you lick, fuck, and fuck on my tits. Shit. Moved my hand up and choked myself just lightly the way you taught me. I'm such an intensive student, bilingual, first language being oral. I could almost taste your tongue when I went deep with the 9-inch friend, real deep, and my middle finger found my sweet spot, caressed gently, dripping wine I dare not waste, moaning as I sampled my own luscious flavor. I envision making you your face, my saddle lady. Excitement bubbled as I explored erotica's juicy radiance, rubbing and thrusting, massaging my yoni as if my life depended on it. Passionate self-play. On my phone screen, 2 ebony beauties experienced the sweetness of each other's cherries, and I came so fucking hard, I found myself a squirting fairy. Right about then, I heard your keys unlock the door, and at that moment, I knew I wanted, needed to be your canvas. You walked in the bedroom to find me sprawled out like Sunday dinner. I whispered, come here. Let me hold your penis in my pot and let the ecstasy simmer. You dipped into me, got baptized in enchanting gushes, slaps, whimpers, nails dig into skin, the back shots making waves like
I was granting mercy for your sins. And when I couldn't take it anymore, I willed you to release the cream, giving your manhood a well-purchased, a warm soap, second pair of lips. I swirled and twirled my tongue on it. I spat on it, deep focused. If we're being honest, I loved when you held my head, made me gag and choke, my mouth the ocean, your dick the boat. Oh, rock me steady, safe, and slow. And that's that piece.
Oh, so
okay.
Love it.
Yes, sis. And your voice is so sweet.
Thank you.
Very sexy.
Very spicy and flirty and
flirty. I know we got a slight echo or something that's going on. That shit was fire. This whole thing has been fire. And you 3 for 3 on the involuntary butt clenches and Kegels. Can we get some comments?
Hey, Mo.
Yes.
Mo. So, yes. This is Omari. So, I have like 2 balls. One is more active than the other, and tonight y'all getting my least active ball stimulated. So I want to thank y'all.
Word.
But
oh my word! Thank you. I cannot.
Oh my gosh. No, but seriously, love, you killed that shit. That shit was amazing.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, this is Candon from California. I'm in my car, and that's probably what the echo is that you heard. I'm going to try to keep it on as less noisy as I can. Crash a damn car with that one after hearing that shit. That was a really good one. Really good.
Thank you.
All I'm saying is if you're not getting no ideas, I don't know what you're doing. Welcome. This is the 3rd season of Money Dripper. It's fucking amazing if you're listening. Make sure that you're paying attention. We've heard from Phantom Noah. We've heard from Love Nami. We've heard from Alondis. And now we're about to hear from True Sister. True Sister, are you ready?
Oh, I'm certainly ready. I'm trying to stay in that.
All right, True Sister, the mic is yours.
Make that dick talk to me. I want to hear your voice pierce my ears, tell me your future agenda. Lay those words on me as if they were henna. Give me a reason to give you my undivided attention as I step into the room unaware of the fact that I will find a chocolate-coated dick waiting for me to lick. Ooh, make that dick talk to me. I want to hear your voice repetitively in my head. Give me a reason to invite you to my place of rest, the place to unwind and explore. Take me to ecstasy with your voice. Make that dick talk to me. The fantasies, ooh, make them play over in my mind. I want to feel your body over my body. I want you to please and release the thoughts to upset me. Ooh, make that dick talk to me. Let me pleasure your tongue by placing sensuous fruit in your mouth. Make my neck your energy and my breast your protein. Make me yearn to hear your voice. Speak so softly that a fetus arises in my womb. I said, make that dick talk to me. Make me run miles just to be near your mouth. I smell your masculine natural orgasmic fruits, futures away. Give me commodic vibrations ooze and quotations down my spine. Make me realize that you are mine. Whisper verbs and adjectives in my ears that cause my labia walls to erupt. I said, make that dick talk to me as if I am the pieces to the puzzle you've been waiting to connect. Run your fingers over my earlobe, jump to the left, one then back to the right. Lick my right nipple like we playing chess. Kiss my lips with those big for lunch with lips all over my chest. Make that dick talk to me while summer's done and meets autumn's mist. Speak loudly while this winter kiss my spontaneous pearly escape. Let me feel that you have given life's most joyous pleasures to caress every part of me. Make that dick talk to me as the clocks turn over a million times. Make my soul see the city in my fantasy. Gently call my name and make my toes curl. Give me permission to allow you to dick me down. I want to be the goddess in your dreams that you long for. I said, make that dick talk to me. Say the freakiest words you can pronounce as if you were LL Cool J telling me we're so in love when we hug. We become paralyzed. Shit, give me the shivers as if you had superpowers. I want to hear that nasty shit like you was flies busted, baby, and I began to feel like Kevin Gates. Like you know I like fucking in public because you seem like a poetic thug. Make that dick talk to me. Enter into my queendom and give me butterflies. Talk to me. Fuck that. Fuck me into a world where nothing matters but please to me. 69 degrees of lustful actions, legs spread at a 90-degree lunge or two, embedding in keyboard strokes and typing fast fantasies. Talk to me through clenched bones. A soldier anticipation and less conversation. Slap my ass and make me throw my pussy back at you. Ooh, talk to me right. It's like my click as that dick dipped into the passion of my fruit. I said, make that dick talk to me.
Well, damn.
Sheesh.
I just want to know what you want the dick to say.
Shit, I need it to say every freakiest shit that it could say to me. Make it talk.
Is it okay if the dick sings?
If it's to say, it's all right, too.
By the way, this is my dick talking. It's not Omari.
Omari dick.
Jesus.
You agree?
Damn, cashew buses? Make that dick talk.
Is this the first
time? I'm forceful with it, too.
You're going to make me leave dick voicemails in the middle of the night.
God, damn.
Dick Talk Radio. Whoa.
Like, welcome to Dick Talk Radio. We let our dick do all the talking for us.
Hey, that sounds like a first date request. Make that dick talk to me. If he ain't talking, I don't need it. I don't even want to know more.
This is what it is.
Draw Drop Radio. Welcome to Draw Drop Radio. We let our dick talk to you. Take your panties off.
Got this.
Yo, I'm wild. I am wild. Well, goddamn. So this is what we're doing, ladies. We're just Godzilla stomping it out the gate for the third season. That's what's going on. Like, we just kind of came in here breathing on the mic a certain way. I just started feeling the involuntary clenches coming on. Just, you know. And they're all super beautiful. They're all super beautiful women on top of that. Super beautiful and incredibly intelligent. Business owners,
absolutely.
Rockers, doing all the stuff. Man, just wonderful. And then just talk this nasty shit and just make us get all horny. Is anybody else feel horny? Raise your hand. Okay, you can't see it, but you know.
I mean, when I heard Phantom's poem, I literally could see the pussy. Like, I could telepathically and cosmically.
I think I got a dick now. After that poem, I think I got a dick to talk. I got to have a dick. I got to get a dick.
She has so many balls.
Yeah, I mean,
balls.
I
can
do it too.
I'm stunned. This is Phantom, and I'm still stunned.
I'm just listening. Y'all are starting out this third season something amazing and incredible, as it stands. So before we get into anything else, Phantom, how do people reach you?
The best way to reach me is through Instagram, Phantom Know It, DM me, and you can phantomknowit.com.
Yeah, absolutely. How do we reach you? Okay. She's like, yeah. Tell me now. I'm gonna go over to Alondis. How do people reach you and get your book off of Amazon?
Well, put in the search engine, Arousing Council of Fiction, the journal, and Arousing Council of Fiction, round 2, by Alondis Anderson. You can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, at Alondis, A-L-O-N-D-U-S, Alondis Anderson on Facebook, and Alondis B. Writer on TikTok.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, Love Nami, how do people reach you?
You can reach me on Instagram at lovedami, D-O-M-I, poet, or email booklovedami, and I respond pretty quickly, you know, so all of those.
Okay. And True Sister, how do people reach you?
You can reach me on all social media brands. As True Sister, T-R-U-S-I-S-T-A, thetrueuniverse.com, everywhere. I have books on Amazon, True Sister. Just look them up. They'll pop up.
Okay. So normally I would be like, let's get to the open mic. But what I think I want to do now is I think I want to do another round with y'all, if y'all don't mind. Are y'all ready? And then we'll get into the open mic to follow.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So Phantom, are you ready? Get to something.
Ready. Okay. Shit. We're going on second round.
Are we ready? That's the question. Are we ready? Well, whenever you're ready to go, Phantom, the mic is yours.
I'm not a pretty girl. I hate ruffles and candy curls. I hate walks along the beach. I even hate being called a peach. I hate being worked all over, whether in public or undercover, because I'm not a pretty girl. I just want to fuck. Rough, raunchy fucking. Loud slaps and sucking of my wind within my chest. And I hate the word caress. Don't caress me, nigga. You don't know me. We are here to fuck. And with any luck, my clit will jump like Al Green when hit with grits. My tits as hard as red jawbreakers. Halt, fakers. Would you like to know my sign? Just keep away from my door. I've had enough imposters hunching on my floor. I just want to fuck to this afro times nappy, to this woman pie times sappy, till I roar like summer thunder, till I make male organs wonder what the fuck done jumped on them. And it wasn't a pretty girl wearing ruffles or candy curls. I just want to fuck. Have handprints branded on my hips. Hit it so deep, make my appendix twitch. Rule me, school me, bend me, flip me, and bruise me. And when it's juicy, man, I'ma you till your nipples feel like they're connected to your nuts. Quickening as I lick, blow, bite, and touch.
never too much for a chick with a belly nipple and clit ring, make you sing, ooh-wee, and like a hammer to a carpenter, use me. I'll work it till you know your status. If you find it necessary, use apparatus. I like chairs, stairs, countertops, table stools and bunny hops. I'm wild like a Mustang on the range, shucking and bucking, making territorial gains. I like to make his nose caress my bones, swallow my cum and release out the moans, stretching my legs like a yoga instructor, fucking this pussy like an orchestra conductor. So, like I said, fuck them other hoes on this blog talk. Tonight I need you, Mojave, to fuck me.
Oh! God damn!
Wow.
Damn.
It's been a lovely show. Thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. God damn. What's this? Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't ready. I'm still not ready.
What are we doing?
That's leave your dick wrong.
I just wasn't
right there.
Yes. For some strange reason. I think I'm running out of cold press. Jesus.
She left Mojave speechless. I ain't never seen that shit before.
Can I say that I'm scared as a mug, but I'm wildly fascinated? I feel like an asthma attack happened to me, but it was in my pants.
Asthma attack in the pants. Mortal Kombat.
Is this
any comments? That was
aggressive.
Damn. Let me get myself together.
Shit.
It was definitely fire.
I feel like my butt cheeks are permanently clenched.
I feel like you're sucking your thumb. In fetal position.
Yeah. I wasn't ready. Any other comments, please, before we go on? I can see how this is just going to go. I just think it's just going to, everybody's just going to be pulling the pin off, smacking drinks out of people's hands, slapping ass, you know, telling kids, you know, make your dick talk to me.
I'm only staying for a little while because my mama told me not to hang out with women like y'all because y'all gonna make me bring home babies.
I think that we are actually pregnant. I think I might be pregnant. So if you don't know it, I will be sending you a thing for child support. okay. So let's just make this worse. Alondis, are you ready? I can't hear you. Could you speak a little bit louder?
Can't hear me?
Just a little bit louder. Just talk a little bit louder.
Can you hear me now?
Perfect.
Okay. This piece is called Yo-Yo My Afro. Ooh. Great beginnings may cause the ending to spoil. It begins with his hands entangled in my coils, grasping my hair with tight fists, observing with anticipation as I part my lips. I mean, he almost jumped out of his seat, girl, and I just licked the tip. But yet I'm salivating at this firm, elongated sight. Drip drops moisturize my lips before I speak into his mic. Prior conversation provide detailed direction of my every expectation. One rule, my king, give in to this oral dictation. Witnessing the transformation of this steel pipe with continuous extension, yearning for that lip-biting, toe-curling release of built-up tension, and sucking every spot that you can mention while he's moaning and groaning, but I swear I'm not listening. Because the roots of my hair are as strong as an ox. Hold on, my king, and pull and tug, let's see what that unlocks. Because I can drop my head and let you take the lead, awaiting the love letter you leave on my tonsils for me to read. And now he's asking me shit like, you love this dick, don't you? You'll do anything for this dick, won't you? But I can't speak clearly. My mouth is packed with meat in theory. Head so filthy we both feel guilty. Balls in hand so they don't get chilly. I see now why they call him Sweet Dick Willie. But now he's powerless on the couch. Now he's literally fucking my mouth. Now his brain is in turmoil. The temp at a high boil. His grip gets tighter around these coils. The coils of my follicles that provide the springiest of a bounce, comboed with a constant suction, ensuring I don't spill an ounce. At this point, my kings and queens ain't any type of control. I just had to let go because my eyes are watering and my mouth is drooling as he yo-yos my afro. And that's that piece.
I don't even want to spit my shit no more. I just want to listen to the rest of that. Shit.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Ooh.
Ooh. I thought I had an idea about what was going to happen tonight and what was going to go down, but clearly, I didn't have an idea that all this was going to happen in the time that it would happen. And it's been some really good, freaky, nasty, shut your mouth, good stuff that's going on. Can we have three comments for Alondis? Because, you nasty. But
I just
got to
say, sheesh. That's all I can say.
I'm
still
nasty. Taste it. Okay. Anybody else? Gentlemen. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me go get ACR. ACR. Because you was. ACR, go ahead. Free commentary, ACR. Go ahead. Tell us how you feel.
Okay. First of all, damn. Who's the first one that went up there? The sister, forgive me if I mispronounce your name.
Phantom, know it.
Listen, Jesus, God bless your soul. Really. You something else. I answered the phone and I heard, have that dick talk to me. And you went on a whole conversation and you just killed it. It was so aggressive. And then when the last poem you did, when you called out Javi, I felt his butt clench up, and I'm all the way in New York on the other side. I was there with him. He was like, ooh, I don't know what to tell you. Javi, you in trouble. If she ever come across face-to-face with you, yeah, you're fucked, literally. I think it's phenomenal. Y'all poets, y'all ladies, y'all... I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I'm about to go get a Bible. And try, I'm asking God for guidance. Because that's a mean pussy right there, boy. I don't know. Y'all erotic. Y'all, I don't even want to. Why you put me on this, Javi? I'm a virgin. This is new to me.
Shut up and enjoy.
I'm scared.
It.
I am.
Shut up and enjoy.
I really am. I mean, I'm listening. I swear, I'm listening.
Okay. Wait a second. Do we have more commentary for
Can I pull them back? can I have my phone back? Make that big talk to me.
I need it back. No. You here now?
Don't take the phone back. You done already hit it over there with
That was True Sister's phone, baby. Trust respect and understand.
Yeah, that was True Sister's phone. And then Phantom. And then that was
I'm sorry. All right, I apologize. I don't know who it was. I just heard the phone. Like, as soon as I answered the phone, I said hello.
Just say that
like,
you're horny.
Make
that
dick say something like, wow.
Listen, it's okay. It's okay. You're right. Matter of fact, we go to Van. Van, station, it is amazing. Station manager, what do you have to say about this, sir?
Hey, bro, there's a priest inside of me that's hard as hell right now. I'm just
playing on the phone. What is
a priest? I got a few convents I'm trying to visit. Ooh, these. Ooh, man. Yeah, and I appreciate all of this, the stuff that y'all waking up in me right now. So thank you, I appreciate it.
Mojave.
Super fantastic. Yes.
Hey, I'm glad the poem actually came from a piece that Van had wrote, and that was the comeback for it. And I never got a chance to let him hear.
Well, I think he heard it this evening. I think he heard it. But you know, we're going to continue down this path of making things worse. Because we're going to go from Alondis, y'all just making people marvelously horny. We are not responsible for any side piecery, side dickery, anything else that's happening during the course of this podcast. These people are absolutely fucking fantastic and amazing, and you're hearing some shit. Welcome to Pippi Radio Universe, on your trip for third season, 3.0, number one. We're going to go from you to back to Detroit to love Dami. Dami, are you ready?
I'm ready. Jesus, okay. Y'all done got me hot. All right.
All right. Shit, I'm hot. I'm wet.
Okay, here's this piece. Park your dick in my neck and then put it on cruise control. Look at my eyes while the tears are slouting down real slow. I love that rump bump. Inches in my throat, thumb opening up the back door. My mascara is smudged. With the lashes, I ain't even make a fuss because you fuck my face for the both of us. Fellatio, earned a master's in that. I reach around and grab your heavy sack. I love when you moan and your toes crack. Rolling them in my palm as if I'm massaging your ego. Amazing the way in my mouth your manhood grows. I want to strip for you under the light of a full moon and harness the energy that Luna vibrates. I like you because you ain't scared of my vibrating. You understand it's only an extension of the pleasure your body parts bring to mine. Nothing can replace the long, hard, thick tension of my day, except when you rub my back that way. And you lick my ear as if it's the last piece of lemon pound cake, and damn, nigga, I love the way you pound and grip my cake. May I have some of your vanilla glaze on my face? I be freaked like that. Put the towel down for the bed's sake, because Dami pussy gonna squirt and legs gonna shake, and then I'm gonna see how much of your soul I'm gonna take. Willing to do almost anything, and they say almost doesn't count. So tell me your innermost fantasy. I'll fulfill every wish. I am a magical unicorn. I come liquid elixir, make your beard get thicker. They call me the babyface fixer. have your emotions tangled up like a Twizzler, and you'll think about me on only two occasions, that be day and night. You keep replaying how my legs, they fold like pretzels, and you say, damn, Shelly, you be Jezebel? No, I only do religion, but you can worship me. Get on your knees. We all made in the image of God as God. I'm just trying to show you I ain't no fraud. I fully intend to back up what I speak, and when we're done, I'ma rub your feet, grab the coconut oil, and you can rub me. You can massage the button in between my lips and not the ones on my face. I need you to use your face. And I'ma take a seat, because your face be my safe space. I want to strip for you. Drip for and on you, fill me up, my pussy calling. Fuck you taking so long for. Park your dick in my throat and put it on cruise control. Make my throat your home address, 69 Florida. I want to strip for you. Is that all right? And that's it.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh, shit.
All right.
My penis pressed the unmute button. It was Jesus.
I'm screaming.
Oh,
oh,
that was so good.
He said, Parker, park your dick in
yeah.
the
throat.
Yeah. Yeah, park my vanilla glaze. I'm going to squirt. And then see how much of your soul I can take.
Oh, goddamn.
Do you have any other comments? Commentary, please. Please and thank you.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, my beard is real thin right now. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You know, I just shaved a little bit of my beard off. I think my beard is a little thin too, sir. I think my beard is
yeah.
a little light.
Ladies,
yeah.
ladies, you got these men all discombobulated and twisted. No.
I need some conditioner treatment
of mine. I'm just going to say this for the record. Ladies, all the features, I just want to let you know, no disrespect, y'all ain't shit for making us get all fucking horny and fucked up and dropping drinks and do all kinds of stuff. And it's not even fair. And now I'm kind of wondering about my beard. I just shaved it this weekend. I think I needed to grow again. Van sees to see the same thing. And Acyon is lying when you talk about he want a Bible. Because that's bullshit. You know he lying. You know he lying.
No, I'm not.
You know
I was going to the concert. I ain't lying.
No, lying.
In the words of some of my,
then,
one of my drip sisters.
I'm confused now.
Look.
I'm Prince Drippy is in here talking about he needs to put on handcuffs to keep himself safe. What's going on in here, gentlemen? What is the hell is happening here? Are we not confident veterans that we're just acting a goddamn fool because these ladies that came here and made us rise on our Levi's, made things stretch, and made involuntary butt crunches? It's not even fair.
Man,
nah.
Fuck that.
They reading them Viagra poems, man.
Damn,
man,
I'm surely.
Right,
you talk about what you talk about.
Shit.
That's
some hot motherfucking shit right there,
thank
you,
Joe.
Man,
thank
the
you,
Viagra
poems
right there.
I appreciate you.
Viagra poem. Viagra poem.
Man, fuck that. I will give you three babies off of that poem.
My man. Tell the truth, bro. Tell the truth.
That's the truth. I will give you three. Three babies off of that poem. I don't care what nobody say.
He's like child support.
For
real.
Amen.
I just want Sam to know. I want Sam to know that I'm pregnant right now. I just want Sam, I'm pregnant. You did this.
We ain't paying no child support. We ain't paying no child support.
Don't put that kid on. That wasn't my kid. That wasn't mine.
Like, that ain't my baby. That ain't my baby.
Okay, Billy. All right, Jean.
So true sister.
Yes, sir.
True sister, can we round out with this before we go to the open mic? And go through it. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Oh, this is a piece I wrote today called My Autoerotic. The autoerotic in me gravitates through my pussy every time I think of him. My autoerotic keeps on changing vibrations in my sexual spectrum, got me visualizing my God in a way that I can't sexually unsee. Sometimes I only understand the verbal satisfaction that he sends down to my white lips, touching my clit. I mean, my labia walls start to bloom, and it's not even spring yet. Ooh, I see. I mean, winter just fully set in, and I find my hands and legs spread eagle wide as if he sends a dick signal for me to send to my blossom. But, ooh, he is sometimes just so sexually direct with me. My autoerotic keeps on changing vibrations in my sexual spectrum, got me visualizing my God in a way that I can't unsee. The way his words touch my pussy entwines between those voluptuous ass lips, sending me to pleasure and gratification, thoughts of how my fingers were slowly dipped inside the crevice of these creamy white lips. His fluxations is so intoxicating, it's giving me commotion vibes. Got me waiting in this chair with intoxicating, commotion, vibrable brace. I'm vibing to this jazz, and my autoerotic keeps on changing vibrations in my sexual spectrum. Got me visualizing my God in a way that I can unsee. I can't unstop thinking of how I can't stop losing myself inside my thoughts of him. My autoerotic keeps on changing vibrations in my sexual spectrum. Got me visualizing my God in a way that I can't unsee. I find myself leaving passion balls on my rabbits in my rose. Then a bullet comes around and exposes all my toys. Masturbation choice, my erotic. Ooh, I just can't unsee. I'm trying to concentrate on what you're saying. My autoerotic keeps fast forwarding me, and then it gets to a point to where it just can't unwind and rewind and reverse it. Sends me fast forwards, and damn how I twerk on that dick. It takes me to points in my life where I just can't control it. Ooh, made me fall in love with me. I began to cast bust cashew after cashew after cashew, then one, then two, then three, and then I just keep busting cashew after cashew after cashew. My autoerotic on changing vibrations in my sexual spectrum got me visualizing my God in a way that I can't sexually unsee.
I have a question. Did she say passion marks on a rabbit? God damn it.
That's when y'all... when y'all men disappear.
Did you say sphincter?
Excuse me, what you said?
Did you say sphincter?
Yes.
That's what I thought I heard. Oh, mess around in that back door, Lord.
Y'all
I'm just going to hit the bell one more time. All kinds of deliciousness.
That was tasty.
Mm.
Matter of fact, let me, because I know Walking Erotica just came in here. Walking Erotica, how do you feel? How you feel about these poems, this last round of poems you done came in on? How you feel?
Well, I'm filling some wood. And my mouth has been watering, so I am very aroused right now.
That sounds pretty accurate. So now we've had our two rounds of our features that were fucking amazing. Can we give them a round of applause? Give it up for Phantom Know It, Love Dami, Alondis, and True Sister. Fucking amazing. Fucking amazing. Hold on. We give you the official.
Phenomenal job, ladies. Phenomenal job. Javi.
I don't know. Yeah.
Cop. Bruh, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I was sitting here eating some chicken. I was sitting here eating some chicken wings, right? They started doing the poems. I had to stop biting on the bone because I felt insecure as a man. I ain't even one. It was fucking. I was like, oh, Lord, no. Mm-mm. The visualization, I was like, oh, shit. Nigga, you know it's serious when I put down the plate poem. You know it's serious. And that's all I got to say.
I'm just saying they've done their things. But listen, we've got an open mic to get through because some of y'all are going to do poems. So if you want to do a poem, you know, I'm going to call your name. You can accept or not accept or let me know. ACL, I know you came in, but I'm going to start off with Natasha to ask her if she'd like to read a piece. Natasha, would you like to read a piece?
Yeah, I knew you were going to start off with me. I just felt it in my spirit.
Well, good. I'm glad you felt it in your spirit. Now make us feel it in some other places as well.
Hey. Lay your head on my pillow and just relax, relax, relax. Let my throat give you a warm embrace. Let's have a deep conversation that only those in our relation can understand. My life in your hands as you give me what I need as I'm on my knees, giving and taking life in the same breath, making you feel so alive that you become closer to death. Is that why they call it soul snatching? You grasp my hair as I gasp for air, see? I know that I have a special vocal ability that I can atone from your feedback, that when I rock the mic, I can hear when you're about to feedback. Feed me your life essence. Let me intake your problems from a long day with this warm embrace as you lay your head on my pillow. Oh, so you want a little more? Let me mount you like the stallion you are. I'll start with a slow trot as you find your hand holds. No reins, this is bareback, and I need you to hold on tight. So I know when you have the urge to bump back, I know it'll be a bumpy ride. But you choose. I'm just here to please you. We can take it slow and sensual, soft kisses and neck bites, nails digging into your chest as I slide down every inch, taking my position. Your hands spreading my ass cheeks, trying to find ways to become a seahorse as you go deeper into my ocean. Each grind sending shockwaves of ecstasy up my spine as I moan out for you. Too slow? No problem. Let me readjust and sit up, picking up the pace to a gallop of short, hard bounces, making the bed creak, my breath as erect as you are. Your hands digging into my sides as you pull me down further on you, bucking your hips, my ass bouncing on your thighs. I don't know if I'm fucking you or you're fucking me at this point, but I'm lost for words and on the verge of a breakthrough. And the story continues.
I had the pleasure of hitting her with a paddle at the meetup, bro.
You ain't supposed to say that out loud.
That ass is jiggly. Fuck that. I'm letting her know right now. If I see you again, I swear to God. Just know that.
Listen. Can we get
about
some roses,
I mean,
about the poem? About the poem, can we talk about the poem? Please. Can we talk
about my dick ass.
Roses for the poem. Jesus Christ.
That was hilarious.
Hey, that said it all right there. That we said it all right there. Happy ending.
Jesus. I'm going to go from Natasha. We're going to give Natasha a round of applause. God damn it. It was nasty. We liked it.
Great job, poet.
Queen S, are you there? Queen S, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Queen S, would you like to share a piece with us?
Yes. Are y'all ready?
Oh, could you? Wait. Before you do that, could you please introduce yourself as a honey dripper, please? We'd like that.
Okay. Hi, my name is Stefania, Queen S, the Sultress. I am a part of the Honey Drippers Collective. That's about all I can think of right now, love.
Okay.
And I'm so happy.
Well, when you're ready, the mic.
These women are fire tonight.
Super fire.
I'm going to do
super fire.
I'm going to do this piece. Oh, Lord, be solid rock hard. Every time you walk into the room, my balls will rise so high, swinging by, hypnotizing with sway and swagger, mouths open wider than Mick Jagger. Now all the ladies stirring with jealous daggers, praying for forgiveness that you banished me. See, my would be leaving her speechless, tongue numb, mouth filled with expectations of my song. And I can be perpendicular as I stick her, right angles when I bang her, isosceles triangles when she coughs from my head when it strangles her. See, I be that dick thinking real quick, how can I get into them draws? Don't have to make calls. Dick comes out and draws just falls. See, the sweat from my pussy says it's all as his juice and poops get nappy at the roots. Dick so thick, shaft so long, words from her mouth is, oh, Donkey Kong. And my dick would be a night stalker, a day walker, a shit talker, a sun blocker, a line and all tracker of self-care and self-love. She would know dick is inside her as she closes her vagina around my meat and she falls asleep counting penises instead of sheep. Oh, Lord, if I was dick, I would bend her over so quick, have her spread eagle on the table, and all you would hear is, good God, that dick is able. And I would slide my dick in between her thighs, watching her eyes roll to the back of her head. And she would know my dick is alive and willing with methodical strokes and sexual healing. See, my dick be so good, all the trees in the forest be missing wood. Good Lord, if I was dick, she would always be in the mood, beautifully nude, never go hungry and search for food. But most of all, she would be more than satisfied if I was her dick. That's it, baby.
I'm in love.
Drip, drip.
Yes. All of wood and hood.
Drip, drip.
That was sexy.
On like Donkey Kong. Goddamn. I'm such a nerd. That was sexy. Round of applause for Queen S. Please and thank you.
Drip, drip.
We're gonna keep this moving. We're gonna go over to She Comes to Me as a Rare Epiphany. In the convent and chief of the Bop a Bitch on the Head Club, Rare Epiphany.
Yes, I am. I will bob a bitch on the head. Yes, from the combat. Amen. Look, Queen F, you filthy. I love it. I love everything about it. I am Rare Epiphany. I am a proud member of the Honey Dripper Collective. Yes. I'd be on the erotic, sensual side of things. I'm gonna stay over there in my lane. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's go from there and now. It's getting late. And the hour is far spent. Smiles, laughter went deep into the embrace of midnight, and words disappear like sleight of hand, but communication expands, spreads from lips to eyes. I try to act demure like a proper lady, though my irises reflect, lay me down. The only sound our breath, like sigh, begging to become moan. We are alone in this room, planted as friends, seem to be bloomed as lovers. Fingers and lips and tongue will discover taste and touch. So much ado about everything. The scent of peaches will cling to your skin. The ache of your name will cling to an echo in my throat. We will know the depth and breadth of magic tonight. Relish in the delights of this wonderland of new when we doing lovers, doing lovers, doing lovers, doing lovers,
That was delicious.
Hey, Ray, I love you.
Ray.
So, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Tavi.
I'm not gonna. Huh? Yes.
I'm compromised.
Yes, sir.
I'm compromised.
I'm beyond compromised. Yeah. Smell of peaches clinging to you. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. This is as Lou Draws would say, this is verbal Viagra. This is getting you all in your feelings, and getting all in my draw. Anyway. Yes, can we have a round of applause for her? She comes to this rare epiphany. Yes, please, and thank you. I don't know if anybody else is hot. How you feel? Matter of fact, let me ask Love Dr. Love Tommy, how you feel about that piece?
I liked it. I love the fact that you sang in it. I really loved it. And, yeah, I'm hot.
You're hot too. This is the problem. This is an issue. But you know, we're gonna go to the Pearl of Negra. You have something to add to this cauldron of hot sexiness that has been this evening, as far as poetry is concerned.
You damn right we hot. Wet, hard, hot, clenching, shit, all of that good stuff, mouth watering and shit. I'm slobbered. Yeah, y'all ladies done came up in here and gave all these men this deliciousness. Y'all better chill out there. I don't know how much more they can take of this. Everybody gonna have a Scorpio baby because all the babies gonna be born in November.
That part.
That part.
Everybody got pregnant tonight.
I told you when you
came out to say that's it, babies. Say, that's babies, but I'm going to be like, that's it, babies.
We don't need a maternity test.
I charge a small fee for watching the babies because I ain't getting pregnant. I'm in control.
I am not the mother. We pulled out.
We on Maury. Timor, you can see her face, her features in this baby's face.
He looked just like her.
Just like her.
Oh, God, my stomach. Amazing. I'm supposed to go. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, I'm going to try. You want me to pull out, too?
Hey, listen, why not? We'll see what happens. We know you ain't, but we go. We're going to let you go anyway.
All right. I got something. This is actually part of my book that I'm writing. This is part four. It's called Car Sex, The Ride Home.
She could tell from the stretch of the road he took that this ride would be lengthy. She wanted to hold his hand, but he was using it to control the gear shift, so she just placed hers gently on top. Now, their chemistry was already strong, but it was just something about when their skin made contact that intensified it. Because when she touched it, something had come over her. Her mouth watered, and all she wanted to do was have him feel it. But she closed her eyes and bit her lip, trying to hold back how bad she needed to taste him, but all she could see was him fucking her mouth. She loved that shit. That was one of the things she wanted to reveal about herself. But he did feel her energy. He told her, "Baby, just as you gave me you, you can have any part of me, anytime." Wait a minute, I lost my thing. Okay. She opened her eyes, breathing heavily, and softly said, "I want to suck your dick. Please." He quickly shifted gears to slow down and pull over. When he parked, just as he was about to unfasten his seatbelt, she grabbed his arm, looked up at him and said, "Don't move. Just put the seat back and let me have control." And then kissed him as she reached over, unfastening it. The rain hadn't washed away the scent of her on him from that quickie behind the building earlier. And she could still smell it. And her clit convulsed, almost the climax, knowing he soon would be filling her mouth. She loved taking control and enjoyed every second. So using her teeth, she pulled his shirt up from his pants slowly, then placed a kiss just below his navel, continuing down, and with her mouth watering even more, she almost lost it and ripped his pants open. But she calmed down just enough to do it just the way she likes it. And then biting the leather of his belt, pulling it through the buckle. Her teeth simultaneously pulled at the top of his pants while pushing the button through the buttonhole with her tongue. And finally gripping the zipper, pulling it down gently with her tongue, her teeth, as her lips slid along his shaft. He was like a brick, stiff and thick. She licked all the way back up the shaft and popped that head in her juicy mouth straight to the back of her throat, holding it there for a few seconds, then started bobbing up and down while slowly forming a wave of motion with her tongue massaging his shaft. He moaned and cried out, "Shit, baby." She loved hearing him moan, almost as much and she was going to love swallowing him. And that's that piece. Javi, wake up.
I'm awake.
Yeah.
He had to put back down my damn chicken. I can't, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Good Lord. Yeah. As you're back, we got 10 seconds left before we go into overtime, and I'm glad we're going to overtime because I got some shit to say, and I don't need it being broadcast in the regular street of time. Now that we're in overtime, goddamn. Listen, I'm your best friend. I don't even like you no more. I ain't going to talk to you for about 2-3 days after this shit. That's it.
I'm taking a trip to Philly. Fuck that.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just not talking to you. That's it. I got bad ideas. Bad ideas that was happening. I don't know what was going on. Matter of fact, where's True Sister at? True Sister, did you hear this song? Y'all was just giving out these bad ideas all night. Sanam, did you enjoy that?
That was so good. That was, I truly enjoyed.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I had all kinds of things. I had my butt cheeks was clenching. I felt the blood. You know what? I ain't gonna talk to you for 3 days. That's it. You know I'm talking to you. Don't talk to me. I don't have nothing to say to you. Yeah, nah, not even. I'm just nope. I refuse.
Not even.
I refuse. It's a no for me, dog. It's a no for me. Not talking to you. Just not.
I like how visual everything
was.
I felt like I was there.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want your mouth to water. I want you to see yourself leaning over him doing all just, yeah. That's what I want. Yep.
You know,
I see everything.
So, we got a, yeah, let's get some testosterone up in here. I'm so glad. I got, man. Fuck all this shit you're talking about right now. Fuck all this. That's it. I'm going to just give it one bell. That's it. You get one bell. I ain't talking to you no more. That's it. You got 3 days. All right. Let me go over here. Yo, Prince Drippy, come on. You got to break this up, man. They running a Boston on us, man. I feel like we went bored. It's bad. I'm glad I got you coming up next. I got, you know, you walking the Erotica, then, you know, we got some people coming up. But, my goddamn, really? Prince Drippy.
Yo.
Drippy.
What's that?
Listen. I need you to come in here, man. I feel like my face is wet, my jaws is tight. There may or may not been some pre-cum in the situation. I feel that way right now. I feel that way. Prince Trippet, can you bring it back for the fellas? Come on, we need to put them on the defense right now because they just got us all horny and whatnot. You know, I ain't drank, smoked nothing. Well, I did have some drinks, but. You got me tripping. You got me.
Yo. I can help out, bro. I think I can help out.
No, well, come on. One time for the one time.
First off, each of you ladies are phenomenal at your craft. And I just want each one of you to know that my mouth is willing, able, and ready to do whatever it needs to be done, if just in case, just FYI. okay, I just want to get out there.
Well, we heard you.
I'm not a poet. I just kind of write a lot. I surrender to my mistress. A well-dressed businessman who came to play as a thing for her Candyland. I mean, even gods need a break, a day to relax on a lazy lake or in a river ready to rage as I reach for her with an order to behave. Yes, mistress. Flames of intensity engulf my intimacy, scorching desire's wings as he flies too close to the radiance of your soul. To your flower leaks its nectar, and your humming is calling for my bird to fly closer. Dive in with quick flicks and with the first lick. See, your moan of satisfaction and my pain of disobedience, not yet. She stuttered, yes, mistress. She placed her foot on a stool to assist with the serving of my feet, back arched breasts hoping as nipples reach out in protest of the lack of attention. Suck me, they scream. Titties wanting me to slide into your home. Place, plate. I mean, dessert will be served, but on my face. So as you kneel down and I raise my mouth, another lick. Not yet. Yes, mistress. Slowly hovering. Your aromas are enticing. My urges are raging. The animal in me, my instinct. Now devour me. Yes, mistress.
Yes, son.
Oh, every time
flag
you
on
see
the plane,
it
was supposed to be no growling.
Give it to him, bro.
Talk your shit.
Every time you see it, that's mistress. Oh, my God.
All I was doing was rubbing my thumb back and forth across my bottom lip. And every once in a while, that was delicious.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Lord.
Wow. That was
Drippy?
Yeah,
wow.
Drippy. I like that.
I felt that, Lord. Wow. Whoever said Lord, I felt it in my soul.
Yeah. He did growl.
Yes, he did.
Made me sit straight up. Gave me an arch.
Hey, can you growl one more time? Let me see you do a touch your thing. Growl one more time.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, you know, that's the specialty of the men in the drip. Mm. You know, we get the little that growl that goes through, you know.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's help this out. Let's help this out a little bit more. Let's help this out. Before we get to that, I need to find out, who's area code 347? Area code 347, who's that?
That's Phantom. That's Phantom.
Oh, Phantom, this is you on 347.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Phantom, this is you on 347?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's how that happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It just worked out, man. So, this
yeah,
is good. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am.
Cool.
This has been one lovely evening.
This is good. But we got a little bit more for you. We got a little bit more for you. Because we go through the fellas right now. So I'm going to go to the station manager, Mr. Van Metal, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. the Green Eye Bandit, a.k.a. it's not a beard, it's a saddle, a.k.a. I have a bald head because you can't stop me when I'm eating the life out you in a line in your spine. Yes.
Thanks.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Sir, can you regale these queens with some erotic poetry, sir?
It would be my pleasure.
Oh,
ladies,
the mic is yours, sir.
Ladies, I just want you to know I'm horny. I'm horny from the thoughts from you that creates my erection, the ones that grab my pituitary gland and makes a connection. So sexy that your flow of devotion is in tune with my level of communication. I'm horny for your delighted passion, that desire of yours that drives me crazy with liquefied obsession. Because when that drip creates moisture so nasty, I look at you and say, even your shadow is sexy. I'm horny for the way you feed my intellect, activate my geek mode with ultimate disrespect. Turn on the animal inside of me with just a whisper from your lips while I keep searching for tips. Since I'm horny for the edification you give me, reminding me why your waterfall is pleasantly waiting for me. Because when it rains with your golden honey, the nourishment you feed my soul is more valuable than money. Help me build walls so I see no one else, because I know what I have in you and I will need no one else.
I'm horny from the way you grip the sheets of my woven fabric, dedicating your life to destroying my pain and havoc, all while not losing yourself in the process, even when my world seems like it's such a mess. Baby, I'm horny for you. Horny for you. Poem.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo, smooth ass motherfucker.
Let's go, man.
Let's go.
God damn.
You know it.
Well, that's my story.
Well, goddamn. Ladies, did you enjoy that?
Mentally?
Ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to send some cashews his way. They are fed. I'm talking about cashew after cashew after cashew after cashew after cashew.
Lord.
That's hilarious. That's what's up.
Well, we're just seeing how this is going to work out. Ladies, did you enjoy that? Was that enjoyable for you?
Yeah.
Alondis, did you enjoy that? Was that enjoyable for you?
Absolutely loved it.
Okay, so I'm going to go over here because we haven't seen him in a minute, but we're glad he's back because he's our man, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, a.k.a. the honey dripper known as Lou Draws. You'll never find. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yum, 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 yum. Hey, what's up, Bobby?
What's going on? What it do?
Man, I'm chilling, man, trying to maintain my sanity. But you know, I'm not gonna hold the party up. I'm gonna do something old for y'all. And congratulations to the features, man. Wow, y'all was something else, man. Blew my mind. Made me start looking through some old shit. But yeah, man, dope stuff. Anyway, let me get into it. Oh yeah, I'm Lou Draws, Joe the Mind Dancer from the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. So here we go. If I could pour my eroticism into you, I would take the time to ask what you'd like to do. I would listen intently while caressing you gently. Let me ask you this. Have you ever kissed with an ice cube in your mouth until it melts? Have you ever thought about, have you imagined me dressed like a doctor? I'd speculate over a long debate whether a speculum would separate what makes you pre-cum more comfortable. I'd be hospitable in your habitat. I'd spit a little words in tongue and savor your holler back and how I've made you want to purchase and reverse the perfect strap-on. Remotely control your soul from a distance. You've been searching for someone not to miss them. Let's kiss again so you can think about it. Do you want to try a macerated strawberry this time? Can you feel the touch, masculine or feminine? How do you want to feel it? And don't tell me now. I want to enjoy the sweetness of my weakness, and I love to kiss and touch, and sometimes rough but never rushed. Tell me something you almost tried. Tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine. There was this time when I tried a moment like this. It was a silky slow ride with my girth open wide. Her Venus was shy. She tried to run for sure. I had planned for a little more of my rope chase, and I showed her my showcase. Earlobes and neck napes and sheer holes and sex tapes and weirdos. And let's just say I like a lot of things, and I have questions.
Now back to your imagination, examining the exits that made you wet, and don't run from your dreams. Let me add the sum to your cream. Can I have my way and test your nether region? What better reason to have you seasoned, prime rib tender, prime for your surrender? Rare is the derriere that invites a bite there. Have you ever thought about being caught? And the rush is seeing those strangers gawk. Does the thought of it make your panties wet? Or walk around without them? I like to walk around you with your eyes closed, never knowing what you feel or what I hold. I'll hold you with direction. I like to kiss with it in. Relax cowgirl style until we begin. I like to grab my kitty by the neck. Do you like that? Me telling you to arch your back. Do you like to face right or left? You want to try an out-of-body experience? Position the mirror so you can witness it, or would you like to have some witnesses? Yeah, voyeurism is a thing. You'll be focused soon enough on what they're seeing. I dare say cross-eyed, especially after we cross-hide. Cancer is my sign with a quarter turn 69. Zodiac, how your throat reacts. Have you ever done some time? Fucked in these cups, and you'll earn parole if I decide. I love to use music to groove at ice cold tea on a hot summer's eve. I'm mathematical. I like my tongue cubed. I'm bilateral, and that's just two sides of my view. Lights on, but never dark. Not even plunging in a dungeon. Things I'll do, but just for fun. Do you like your clothes on? I'm not upset if your hose run. Would you like to hear me say, don't you dare run? Let's kiss and discuss how your soul comes. Or would you rather I gather two hands full of neck and enjoy the struggle of you catching your next breath? Let me ask you this. Would you like it if I called you names? Which one would keep your body on flames? I don't mind exploring, but ignoring the obvious, depriving you from all of me. Arriving too weak can't be. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm asking so we can clear those pesky inhibitions. Let's become intuitive to intuitions and find that comfort zone in every change of position. Now listen, thing all up to my wrist and shifting and twisting until I draw your soul out. Bifurcate my tongue as I scold the cold out. My fashion, a tongue lash, and are you ready to feel hard still clasping? State it and answer as I draw up my next plan. I love your red nails spread out on your tail. Now spread apart that similar blood you have for me. This is Lou Draws, and that's my piece. Thank you.
You better say that shit, Joe.
You better go off, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Draws.
There is something in the air tonight. Damn.
Get it, Joe.
Hey, what's up, AC? What's up,
show,
good brother?
Killed that, man.
So, I just came in here showing your whole ass. Ladies, did you enjoy that? Did you like that? Did you like
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, he's building brilliant mind dance
for
the real.
Can I volunteer
as
tribute?
Let's see. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
It's been a minute, y'all, but thanks for indulging me. Appreciate it.
Oh, my.
Like we really was having a choice not to. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
I have to switch it up. Hold on. I'm going to just about do some blue tests. Now, absolutely. Before we do this, I got to make sure we do this. Mr. Van Meadows, could you tell us what's going on in the Tiffany Radio universe for the rest of the week?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join the Tiffany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP, Mrs. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is open at the moment, but Saturday night will be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night will be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night will be War Council with Mojave, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Mojave?
I believe you are correct, but I may be away at a show. I might be at a show that day. I'm not sure.
Well,
I have not finished reading. Stay tuned, though.
Mojave, back to you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir. Well, thank you, sir. Now, normally I would close out the show, but because Walking Rock is here, he is Mr. Yes Lord, the Soul Gargler, Mr. Shut Him Down, Mr. Ooh, you know, you gotta do it the way he does. You understand? It's one of the things. So I'm going to let him close out, but I'm trying to get this thing ready because I'm going to spit very quickly and get on with the getting on because that's what's going to happen. But I was trying to find my thing, but it was doing some funny stuff, and I forgot I was running everything through my laptop. So I was doing some extra funny stuff. But we're going to change this up real quick. Hold on. As soon as I find what I was looking for. But other than that, I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast because it's been amazing. Everybody was on their shit. Like, it's been fucking amazing, like, beyond my expectations. But I'm going to do something real goofy because I can't find the thing that I was looking for because it's wherever it is, and I forgot to prep it because I left it on and my computer did something funny. So we're just going to go with it like this. Let me see. Get the backup ready. Let's see what we got. Walking Erotica, are you sitting ready to go, hopefully, to rock?
Yeah.
You know.
I'm ready, bro.
But I'm going to go first, and then you're going to close us. Mr. Shut Him Down, you will close us out.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you more because, you know, you're the program. This is the goofiest thing ever. I'm sorry, y'all. This is, like, crazy. Because everything switched around on me super quick, and I was not prepared for it to do that. This is super difficult. All right. I'm on some goofiness. All right. Let's try it. That's not too loud. Is that too loud?
No, you good.
All right. You are so fucking beautiful. And I want you just like that. Looking like the warmest bath that I would ever take, assured that the waters would change me, rearrange me, pull every bit of madness meant to cause cataclysmic bombardment, only after the laughter of your vagina, finer, feels ebon flesh turn steel, turn grinder, turn drill, turn reminder that a man has the xylophone of your sensual tone, wills you to access and accept this duty of pleasing your wet, my atom to attune to death of autotune, automatic in pleasure or fiend as I become a crack addict, wanting only to smoke, to get high with the drug from between your thighs. It is the sweetest way to die. the only way to fly. If I steal your wings, the ones you take off after you get naked when you're next to me, can I borrow them with a kiss? Swim within the deepest parts of your heart, making love to you is an art. And I would never rush the strokes of my brush on your canvas. Instead, I canvas your canvas notes by lick the brush of each flick of tongue responds to the drum beating. The fleeting reserves of nerves served under my curve, pulling pistons on gears and celebratory cheers, and I want you just like that. Be at the ready. Hands prepped to pull hair, to push head to fight, while orgasms delight to continually keep licking, the gentle tugging, and you're not bugging. You just found a man who would rather eat your pussy than breathe. Stay down to the last bullshit of that last nigga leaves. This tree can bear new fruit, and you will wear new panties, a dress with pockets or a lady suit. New. You knew what you did when you did what you did, said I would do what I would do as we make love. We fuck, we combine souls, we screw corkscrews to the pop of our champagne as the remains of our passion. Prepped, placed proper in the packing of a plan, a pussy, a penis, my Mars entering into your Venus. Your heat, your sweet, finds the love complete in a sweaty, contorted mess in a state of undress. And I can only write this way when you inspire me. Fire me from the cold and ambition to become open and desirous, wanton and cornily callous, needing to feel the sweat salty pour from your pores, and I could say more. Please, give me more. More of you. More of that man. More of how your hands are dexterous. Please read these words and touch yourself to overflow. So let's go. Let go. Overload. Overflow. Open up. Green lit, green light, this go. Collect this $200 to the mouth of the Napoli pudding hotels that tell on the parked in your place, never to be bored on your boardwalk. I roll your dice, chop it up when we talk. Outline your orgasms in chalk with a murderous intention. When I put my thick six shooter into your fifth dimension, these sexual shenanigans, enthusiastic energy, there's no ethics or suspicious suspension. I seek the sensual supremacy of the sexual sorcery supreme of your bodily dimension. Let me doctor your strange for a piece of change and you into the willing participant whose insides are getting rearranged and reconfigured, re-triggered from this re-nigger who has a Boston gut. He's been bored and I know that you're bored, tired of all that narcissistic shit of him leaving his bad habits, cheating on you with whores and bully with the bullshit. He might as well shit on the floors and you ain't no cleanup woman, but goddamn, I am this cleanup man. Coming to make sure the memory of that nigga goes straight to the can. And I can. And I will. Quill the love and the script that spells love all over the papyrus of your body. Scroll you. Roll you over. Search your body that you are like a four-leaf clover. You are my good luck charm so you can borrow these arms and use them to cover you. Warm. Let you know exactly to who you belong. Show my hands to see how your body reacts. And I want you just like that.
Okay.
The rest of peace.
You make my ass sick.
The Monopoly roleplay just so
good. Okay, big bro. Kill that, kill that.
Yeah, your wordplay is crazy.
You ain't no cleanup woman, but goddamn, I'm the cleanup man. You know what? I can't stand you. I can't. You know, there's no mute button. You know what? Dude. Fuck you, Hobby.
It was the outline of orgasms and chalk for me. I'm just saying.
Kill it. Kill it.
I
like the way you said pussy, Mojave. Oh, God. Yeah, ban me. Ban me. Ban me. Please, Lord.
Oh, you know what? I did make a mistake. I forgot. I'm going to send Aceon, and then I'm going to send Walking Erotica.
Oh.
Okay? So I did make a mistake.
So
let me give myself my own bell.
Let me give myself a bow.
Well,
a little bit of applause. Cheer yourself. Cheer
yourself. All right, so.
All right.
All right, so walking erotica. My name is Acyon. I am a proud member of DRIP as well as the ES. Since walking erotica is going to put us to bed, I guess before you go to bed, you got to say your prayers, right? So let's go to church. Dear Lord, thank you for the thickness that's been placed in front of me. The curve of the hip, the swerve of the lip, and the way that she just speaks my name and moans. While she calls out 10 Hail Marys and 10 Hallelujahs, I'm nibbling on all 10 digits of her toes, kissing the crevice in the top of the small of her back down to the supple bottom of her ass. Spread them open for me while I eat you like a crab. She is the reason why I go hungry. She is the reason why my caloric intake is high, because the inner circles of her thighs match with the sweat that drips that tastes so sweet. I just want to roll my eyes deep into the essence of her chocolate and devour every part of her being. God bless her as she sleeps with no panties, because she knows I'm about to eat for days. Make sure she awakes with orgasmic, climactic intake, Lord. Let her call out my name in all different phrases. Call me a motherfucker, asshole, nasty bastard in all different reasons. Just call me. And when you get done, go to sleep. Don't call me. But for now, stand up at attention and ride my face. Grip your hands into the locks of my hair like you were a kid on that 10-cent pony outside of Walmart where mama told you don't take too long. Ride my face like you were riding a G4 after you dropped the kids off because you had a long day of work and you just want to take your time. And then sit on this dick, bouncing repeatedly until I come inside you and give birth to something more beautiful than you and I can even imagine. You be the reason why I go for glory. You be the reason why I push and thrust, bend over, and let me smack your ass with rhythmic drums. Let me rip my nails deep into your chocolate skin. I promise you, baby, I won't scar you unless you want me to. Let me use my tongue to write Mrs. Owens all over your curves and on the inside of your stretch marks, because even those are beautiful to me. And then we go to sleep. Amen. Poem.
God damn, I almost hung up the
phone. I know you fucking lying to me. I know you lying to me. What is your Instagram? Yikes.
Oh,
Acyon, Acyon.
Oh, God, that really happened. Wow. Well, hallelujah.
Thank you, Acyon.
You're very welcome. Mm. Thank you all. Y'all were phenomenal.
You filthy-ass mother.
What is that dream?
My, my, my.
What did he say in his address, Paul?
You filthy.
They sitting there listening to y'all. I was like, shit. I got to freestyle something because I couldn't even find nothing that was worthy of being read. I had to freestyle for y'all to let y'all know how y'all had me going. Y'all killed that.
Freestyle.
For real.
Oh, my God, today.
Drip, drip.
Drip, drip, drip. So now for the piece de resistance, we're going to bring in the Man Mountain, the chocolate boy wonder, Mr. Clean himself, the soul gargler, Mr. Yes Lord, so many things that you can call this man, but we call him Walking Erotica. Walking Erotica, are you ready?
Good evening. Yes, sir, I am.
Take it away.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. I want to say to every woman in the room that you ladies are phenomenal. And it doesn't surprise me because y'all are very intelligent. I learn a lot from every time I hear someone. And y'all are great. And I just want to say thank you for blessing me tonight. So I'm going to return the favor. When I'm deep inside of you and you begin calling my name, it feeds the power that inevitably continues to bless you. No, not walking the rock. Not even my government name, Sylvia. Yes, that one, baby. God, I am here to serve and provide your pussy with the pleasure that she desires, and only the pleasure she desires, and a few new ones we decide to find. And I don't need courtesy learning strokes because that just equates to wasted time for us. The only thing that I know is my mission is to please, and I'm willing to die in the experience for the experience. I further understand that my death is nothing but indeed a rebirth, and that in part is why your pussy obeys me, no? And while it throws waves of thank you, babies, from my dickhead to my ball wall, I throb and push against your currents to raise more of your water. Look me in my eyes as you experience me plunging deeper into your infinity, where the air is thin and the blood rush blurs out any thoughts you have except, oh my God, I am here for you. See, I have a great understanding that I am indeed made in his image, so I know that he works through me as I immerse myself in and through you. So yes, I am your manifested God. Don't believe me. Believe the facts. So you won't even be able to recall what playlist was playing or whether the lights were on or off or even had the wherewithal to notice your legs fluttering elegantly in my arms while I deliciously dick you. I serve a galactic pipe and mouth that kidnaps you from your own consciousness, and you know that's exactly what you want. So just give in to me. Allow me to pin your legs back. Stop my stroke to allow your pussy to open up her sacred space. You know, when that pussy loves what the dick is blessing her with so much that she opens up that special part of heaven willingly. Where the gravitational pull reverses and you pull my dick into your multiplying existence. Bitch, you better. Hey, I see you looking at my neck. Don't be afraid to give in to your desires, baby. Yes, get a good grip. Now, choke me, bitch. Raise my rage to question your complex sanity, but you know it makes my blood boil and this hammer harder that you know will produce more prolonged orgasms for you. I return the favor of grabbing your throat. Bend down to drink your milk of life by grabbing tightly under that left ass cheek to deeply bury my treasures, and you just pause in time with me. I grow girthier when I knock the bottom of your pussy so symmetrically full and deep that you can't breathe because now you feel my stroke in your throat, and that, baby, is victory for me. See, you earned all of this pleasurable punishment bestowed upon you. And you will receive all of this beast within me. And you don't even realize, with just this interaction, that you signed a contract to be each other's for the remainder of time and space. Not intentionally, but inherently. Because as it's been proven, time inevitably has its end, but memories travel forever. And I am a forever satisfying experience, and your soul will have my ass on re-voluntarily. Peace.
Walking erotica, you smooth as a motherfucker.
I can't no more. No more sex tonight. I can't.
You smooth as a motherfucker, bro.
I just didn't like the fact that they had to be a bitch.
That was my favorite part.
Endearing. In those moments, very endearing and very respectfully given.
I love you. I be a bitch.
I will take care of it.
we have volunteers for tribute. Very respectful. Yeah, that's Mr. Bitch, you better. But we had to wait for that to come out before we could say it. So with your consent, of course. This public service announcement, if you didn't know, all the men in the drip smell really fucking good and delicious. That's just what we do over here. And we all growl like a motherfucker. So, that's the whole thing. But Walking Erotica is not only tall, thick, handsome, he smell good, but I don't know if it's a thing, but we've noticed that panties follow him wherever he goes. Anyway, that's besides the point.
Yes, the panties are deposited. They do not come back.
If you surrender the panties, they do not come back. They stay with him. And fellas, if your drawers are in the convent, they will be on the black pole. I know I'm missing a few pair, but hey, it happens, right?
That's the fact.
It just happens. Right, did y'all enjoy yourselves this evening? Did you enjoy yourselves?
It was great.
Did you have
a good time?
It was
wonderful.
I had a blast, bro.
I'm going to have me a blast after I hang up.
Thanks.
Girl, you better call
Thanks.
Me, girl.
I eat you to the phone, I swear to God.
Oh, my God. Lord.
Well, welcome to the seasoning opera of Honey Jafur Erotic Poetry Podcast, Part 3. It's been a fucking dynamic show. Way to kick this motherfucker off. It's actually super dope and fantastic. And even though it's a school night, I'm not really giving a shit because it's perfect. It was worth it. I want to thank everybody for coming out, but I definitely want to thank our feature, True Sister, the Cashew Buster, the beautiful and seductive sensual Alonda. She had to go. Love, Dami. Thank you. Like I'm so glad that Omari connected us because, I really needed people to see how dope you was, and you came and showed out. And of course, Phantom know it. Phantom. Shit. Goddamn. I feel like my jaws is in trouble, but it's okay. I don't mind. But I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the Drip. I want to thank Epiphany Radio Universe for number one, for always allowing me to be me, allowing me to come through and rock out with my socks out. And I was able to pull both my families together under one roof, including me, and do all this. And to do fantastic stuff like this. Like, I try to pursue my dreams as much as I can. It was a dream to get this done and to have you ladies come through and rock this motherfucking shit like I knew it fucking would. I had not did, but it worked out 10 times better than I could even imagine. And everybody coming here, the energy is high. The connection is beautiful. Thank you so very much for coming here. I appreciate y'all. And you know what's real funny, AC, on everybody in the Drip? I might have to run this room. We might have to run this. Instead, you know how we usually run stuff back. We might have to run this forward to the room on Sunday. We might have to do this Sunday on Clubhouse. We might have to do it.
Most definitely.
Running for, what you going to do? You run it back? No,
we're
going to run it forward. Because it's fucking lit. And everything else is down. But anyway, it is a school night. I want to thank everybody for coming out. The replay should be ready in about 15, 20 minutes. Anybody who needs it from the features, I'll give it to you. I'll give you the link so you can go download it yourselves. It should be ready in about 20 minutes. If I don't get it to you today, if I don't get it to you tonight, I can see you in the morning. It's been fucking fantastic. It's been amazing, amazing. This is a for real entertainment network, Epiphany Radio Universe, the starship where we boldly go, where poems haven't been before, hosting the Honey Dripper 3.0 sensuality featuring the amazing and beautiful queens, True Sister, Sensual Alondis, Love Dami, and, of course, the passionate, powerful of Phantom Know It. Yo, this has been a fantastic show, y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all for participating. All right, so this podcast is about to self-destruct in about 10, 9.
Good night, y'all.
Love everybody.
Don't forget
tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Y'all.
Love you, Brody. Love you, Mahavi.
Good night. Thank you, Mahavi.
Much love.
Thank you. Our pal.
All right.
Phenomenal job, y'all.
All right. You know, amazing show. Thank y'all for coming. Thank for everybody, and thank you for everybody who listened and hung out. We'll see you soon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.